With the passing of the Student Integrity Act, awards given to students will come from new protocols of checks and balances by an unbiased panel. This new legislation was met by a veto by ASCC President Jasmine Ramirez, but was later signed into law after some of the language of the bill was amended. Online editor Patrick Dolly reporting.
Associated students of Cerritos College President Jasmine Ramirez on Friday signed into law the amendment to the Student Integrity Act, which will change the ways in which ASCC awards committees are selected. On February 14th, Senate passed the original bill, introduced by Senate Clerk Idega Santiago Zuniga, but Ramirez vetoed it. Ramirez said that the change was not what the ASCC needed right now. The original bill set out to remove authority from Ramirez to select students from the ASCC to the awards committee and allow the committee to be selected by a committee consisting of four official recognized advisors from clubs under the Inner Club Council, four local residents from the Cerritos College District, and four students of Cerritos College. Ramirez addressed the reasoning behind vetoing the original bill.
It wasn't in the best interest of the students. It would leave the committee being more faculty and alumni and advisor-led rather than student-led.
She also said that it would have been the only non-student-led committee within ASCC. Zuniga addressed the major benefits in the bill, saying,
"Now we have people choosing like their own representatives from each student government branch. They're going to choose one person, and then the president and vice president will choose the three faculty."
The amended bill changes the amount of ICC officials, recognized advisors, from four to three. It also places one retired faculty from Cerritos College, one volunteer from the Cerritos Community College District, one Cerritos College alumnus that is not currently enrolled, and seven students of Cerritos College. Zuniga spoke on one of the unique benefits of the bill.
Okay, the bill specifies that the ASCC president and the ASCC vice president will choose who these people are going to be. Our current president, Jasmine Ramirez, and our current vice president, Julian del Real Calleros, will look at a list of choices provided by our director or coordinator of student activities, the phone numbers, contact information, biography, and things like that. And I'll be like, okay, I think this person is knowledgeable enough. This person shall be one of the ones of the award committee, right? They go to the award committee. But the thing is that they also have to be approved by the Senate, so it's not like I say this and it goes. Yeah. You see, this is why we're preventing the dictatorship, If they are approved by the Senate, means that the senators are representative of the 25,000 students. They believe that these people is the best selected individual to participate in this awards committee for them.
Although Ramirez signed the bill into law, she requested that Zuniga amend some grammatical errors and present those changes for her approval. Ramirez feels that the student integrity is something that needs to change. Ramirez believes there are many issues in the past dealing with student integrity. Zuniga feels that the bill now gives more accountability to the students. According to Zuniga, a decision on whether to sign or veto the amended bill had to have been made by March 19th in order to put in the Senate agenda whether it was going to be vetoed or not so that the student Senate can go over it. Zuniga commented on why he decided to change the amount of retired faculty that would be a part of the awards committee process.
Before, I was proposing to have four retired faculty and four advisors. That's how it was. Mm-hmm. But with the opening of the Hall of Fame, I thought, well, why not bring alumni into this? Try to do that because they were once ASCC students or Cerritos College students for that matter, So I believe that they will sympathize with what this project is about, and they will be able to like, oh yes, I remember, homecoming, okay, you did this, awesome. And it'll be a good way to like bring them back, to Cerritos. It will be a nice way to have their input. So that's why I choose an alumnus. And then I kept only one retired faculty and one volunteer.
With awards applications also being available on Monday, Zuniga wanted to have a decision rendered on the state of the amended bill so that specific flaws could be addressed regarding the Man and Woman of the Year awards, which the Student Integrity Act also addressed. Students also expressed opinions on the act. Gabriela Granados, who majors in social work, likes the way that the new bill is worked.
I think it's better now because, like, people have to, like, make a choice, not only one person. They have to see the whole picture.
Undecided major, Herbert Ruiz, also feels that this new bill is the way to go regarding the selection of the awards committee.
It's better the way it is now because it's not fair that one person gets to pick who wins and all that stuff.
According to Ramirez, Zuniga will have the corrections amended by March 21st. The amended changes will then be brought before the Senate so that it can vote on the changes. The changes do not affect the state of the bill being law. For Talon Marks Campus NewsHour, I'm online editor Patrick Dolly reporting.